Good Wednesday morning. Happy hump day. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by CTIA. Here are three things DC will be talking about today. Speaker Paul Ryan is meeting with Nancy Pelosi to discuss Dreamers. This is an early stage talk. They're really just touching gloves. The meeting is at 5 p.m. in the speaker's office. Don't expect anything to come of this yet. President Trump is meeting with a bipartisan group of lawmakers today at the White House. The so-called Problem Solvers Caucus has been begging for this meeting. Now they got it. Also, not much expected to come from this. Senator Tim Scott will be at the White House this afternoon to talk to the president. Big Josh Dossie scoop, Mike Flynn, the president's former national security advisor, advocated for a nonprofit nuclear program when he was at the White House. That sounds interesting. Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady is talking about tax reform today with House Republicans. Conservatives are going skeptical about Gary Cohn and Steve Mnuchin's push for a rewrite of the code, Nancy Cook and Rachel Bade report. It makes sense. The House Republican Conference is increasingly conservative. Gary Cohn and Steven Mnuchin are two Democrats. Nancy Gibbs is stepping down as editor of Time magazine. She's been there for 32 years and holds the record for most cover stories. Maggie Haberman and Glenn Thrush have inked a deal to write a Trump book. Vanity Fair's Joe Pompeo reports that they've been telling people they want the book to be durable and they want it to mean something. Spotted last night, Ivanka and Jared dining at Masseria, Tim Scott dining at Fiola Mare with Sean Parker, J.D. Vance, and Steve Case. Hillary Clinton is number one and Katie Turr is number three on the Amazon top seller list. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.